This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 19th, 2015. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item is item number 4, rulemaking petition reg 2015-1, administrative fines and forms, draft notice of availability. We have Holly Ratliff, welcome, from OGC here to present the matter. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Commissioners. The Commission has received a petition for rulemaking from 7 campaign finance attorneys asking the Commission to undertake a rulemaking to expand the administrative fines program and to revise and update several Commission forms. Agenda document number 15-17-A is a draft notice to the public that the petition is available for inspection and that the Commission seeks comment on the petition. Should the Commission approve the draft for publication in the Federal Register, we ask for authority to make technical and conforming amendments. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Are there questions for counsel? Comments? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I want to thank the petitioners for their petition. I think the expansion of the administrative fines program has been something that Congress, you know, put out there on our plate, and we haven't really picked it up since they did that. And I think it would be good for us to do so, if only because the administrative fine program usually works fairly uncontroversially. So anything that we can accomplish in an uncontroversial fashion around here is probably a good thing. I think that was the motivation behind the petition, to try and find some areas that maybe were less controversial. And while I appreciate that the practitioners would like us to update our forms, I think there are, and it's a well taken request. This would be the first, if the petition were to be successful and we were to do a rulemaking, it would be the first rule that really addressed super PACs since they came into existence 5 years ago. I think there are some very serious issues around super PACs. They've become extremely influential and important in our elections. I read about them every day in the newspapers. In the last election, there were, I think, in most of the top Senate races, outside spending actually exceeded candidate spending. Super PACs is a subset, actually, of a number of outside spending vehicles that have become increasingly and look to be continue to become increasingly influential in our elections. And I think it raises a lot of issues that we haven't grappled with yet and that I really think we should grapple with in a rulemaking when people out there in the country who are not the usual 12 lawyers that are in the weeds on all these issues think about the issues related to super PACs. I don't think they think the most burning issue is whether we have a checkoff box on our forms to identify them. I think there are bigger fish to fry out there, and we really need to be taking those issues on.
Thank you. Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure if my colleague said this, but I don't specifically recall some of the conversations that we had with the Office of General Counsel when we were talking about doing a rulemaking on super PACs a few years ago. But I think, I could be wrong, but I think the debate wasn't whether or not we needed to do a rulemaking to update the form. I think the debate was whether or not we needed to submit the rules to Congress within a 60-day time frame or something like that. I'd like to go back to our old, you know, documents and take a look at that, but I wasn't under the impression that we needed to do a rulemaking to change these forms. And if that ends up being the case, I think that's something that we should probably, you know, discuss in the public, because I don't think that the people who submitted this petition for rulemaking thought that either. Like you said, I think you said they were trying to submit some tasks to us that might be relatively easy to do, and I don't think anybody thinks that doing a rulemaking on super PACs falls into that category.
Not easy, but important.
Okay. Are there any other comments with regard to this matter? Is there a motion? Mr. Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to rulemaking petition reg 2015-01, the draft notice of availability relating to administrative fines and commission forms, I move approval of agenda document number 15-17-A.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. Is there any comment or questions relating to the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Madam Secretary, the vote is unanimous. Okay. Is Cy still on the phone? No. I forgot to say goodbye. But I know we'll see him again or hear from him again. Item number five is management and administrative matters. And Ms. Orrick, I assume you are here in that capacity. Are there any management or administrative matters the commission needs to discuss today?
There are none, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. The meeting then will stand adjourned.